Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rozema. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Lenny Fado. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Fernando Arroyo. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hebner trying to get to second. Engel throws the ball into Fado who tags Hebner for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castano. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball four. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wilfong fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackanin hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Razima covering, for the out. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong is walked intentionally. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Ward reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. Wilfong goes all the way around to score. It's 2 to nothing, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Ward moves to third. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0-for-1 in the game. Fado hits a line drive into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wilfong scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-2 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mackinnon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Jerry Koosman now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens pinch hits for Rick Leach. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing center field. Kirk Gibson now playing right field. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Laudner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0-for-2 in the game. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Powell reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-3 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Engel reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackanin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0 for 3 in the game. Fado hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.